Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Danny.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard to you.
Want to hear something fun?
What's it about?
It's about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John McCain. Well, it's really about...
Is it about the Pennsylvania primary?
No.
I don't think it's that funny.
No, it's not about that. It's about apparently they went on WWE.
I saw something about that. What I saw was them, like, on a video game. Did you see that? It was like, I don't know, I think they're making, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I guess it's a WWE video game and they're going to be characters on it. And they were animated and they were like, it was really weird looking.
Well, what I actually only heard video of was Barack on there and Barack Obama. And he was like, Barack told Hillary and the voters, he told them, "Do you smell what Barack is cooking?"
See, that's racist. Why did he have to quote the one black wrestler?
Wait, he's not. First of all, it's not the one black wrestler.
Well, like the famous one.
And he's barely
half black. Just like Obama's barely black. They said, "Hey, let's pick the one Milano wrestler."
Quoted
by the Milano
racist.
President candidate. That's racist. Milano or whatever they call him. I think Milano is a cookie. I meant Milano. Is it mulatto or mahogany?
No, you have it right. And the reason that it... First of all, I don't think that that's a socially acceptable term anymore. Second of all, that's exactly what the analogy is. It's a cookie that's half chocolate.
That's my point. You're arguing my point for me. I think it's wrong. I've always said racism's wrong.
Can I quote you on that? You're going
to
take a stand on that?
Yeah, this is wrong.
Racism
I'm
is
sick
wrong.
Of it. Why couldn't he have, like, what's that guy, Triple H? Is that the letter he uses?
I don't know.
Well, why didn't he quote Triple H? Triple H is a 100% white wrestler. He's not a mulatto or black or anything.
Stop saying mulatto. Oh, man. I don't know. What else did you do today, Chris?
Well... I just got back from my appointment that I had today.
Oh, was it a doctor's appointment or what?
Yeah, I had an appointment today with my noted throat specialist.
Really? Your noted throat? How'd that go?
It turns out that I don't have any throat irritation at all from smoking.
Huh. Well... You've been smoking a while, so not one... You didn't have any throat irritation from smoking? How old were you when you started smoking?
None at all. I've been smoking since I was six.
6 years old. That's over 20 years, according to my math. You're 27, so yes, over 20 years.
Yeah, I'm 26.
Wait, I thought you were 20... No, you're 27. Wait, are you? No, you're only 26, huh?
Well, I'll be 27 this year, but I've been smoking for like 20 years.
I don't know why I find it funny how long you've been smoking. Anyway, so, but you didn't have any throat irritation from that?
No. It's because I only smoke Camel cigarettes. What's so special about Camel cigarettes? They're the smoothest smoking cigarette on the planet.
Is that right?
They're ranked number one on the market. Reason is because they're so smooth and mild.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I'm glad to hear that you don't have any throat irritation. We're actually doing reformatting the podcast right now because we picked up a couple new sponsors. Did you know about that?
No.
Well, yeah, we got a couple new sponsors. Just you know, something to pay the bills. So, but we're going to start having to go to breaks in our podcast.
Okay.
Just for the sponsors. So, we'll be right back on the Chris and Danny podcast.
It's the Chris and Danny podcast.
Brought to you by the makers of Camel cigarettes. How mild can a cigarette be? Smoke Camels and see. Yes, prove for yourself how mild Camels are. In a recent coast-to-coast test of hundreds of men and women who smoked Camels and only Camels for 30 days, noted throat specialists reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels.
Every week, the makers of Camel cigarettes send free smokes to servicemen's hospitals all over the country. And this week, among other hospitals, free Camels are being sent to Veterans Hospital, Topeka, Kansas, United States Army Station Hospital, Fort Lawton, Washington, and United States Marine Hospital, Fort Stanton, New Mexico. Happy smoking, fellows! Your cigarettes are on the way to you now with the compliments of Camels.
How mild can a cigarette be? Smoke Camels and see just how mild a cigarette can be. Yes, test Camel mildness for yourself. Find out for yourself what noted throat specialists reported in a recent coast-to-coast smoking test. In this test, hundreds of men and women smoked Camels and only Camels for 30 days, an average of 1 to 2 packs a day. Their throats were examined each week by the throat specialists. And after 2,470 careful examinations, the doctors reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. That's how mild Camels are. Try Camels. If at any time you're not convinced that Camels are the mildest cigarette you ever smoked, return the package with the unused cigarettes to the makers of Camels, and you'll receive its full purchase price plus postage. Yes, try Camels. And remember, Camels by the carton are the best buy. Camel cigarettes now present...
The Chris and Danny Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Chris and Danny Podcast. So, yeah, that was our first actual commercial break, so that's kind of a momentous occasion for us. We haven't had any actual sponsors up until this point, but we decided to take the show another direction and add a few sponsors in. Like I said before, Chris should be back any minute. There he is. Sorry, I was just kind of filibustering. I was waiting for you.
Hey, I'm sorry. Smoke break went a little long.
Really? How did everything all right? Because usually, I know you always take smoke breaks.
Yeah.
Because you smoke. So why did it go long this time?
I don't know, Danny. I'm sorry, okay?
No, I wasn't.
How many times can I say I'm sorry?
I was.
I was downstairs enjoying the morning mountain air, having an enjoyable Camel cigarette, and just enjoying my life.
Well, good for you.
As I do when I smoke.
I have some... This is probably going to blow your mind.
What?
I know you didn't hear the sponsor or ad that we played because you were out enjoying a cigarette, but...
Well, yeah, I have to run immediately if I'm able to have enough time.
Well, because you smoke 4 cigarettes on the break.
I start in the elevator, and I know I'm breaking rules.
No, I mean 4 cigarettes at a time in your mouth.
Yes.
And you do that twice.
And the first set of 4, I start in the elevator.
But my point is that your break, well, I don't know. I'll just come out right out and say it. Our sponsor is Camel Cigarette.
What?
Yeah, Camel Cigarettes is sponsoring us. So you didn't hear the ad because you were out smoking.
That's terrific news. That's great.
I find it kind of funny that you run in order to smoke.
I run to the elevator.
I mean, isn't that hard?
And if I have enough time, I'll run upstairs back. So I get my exercise in.
Right.
For the day.
But yeah, so Camel is our sponsor.
And it's not easy because we're on the second
Camel
floor.
Camel Cigarettes is our sponsor. And you were just you were just waxing.
That's crazy. That's amazing.
Waxing on about.
And that's great news, too, because I've mentioned before, I feel like I've mentioned on the air before, how much I love the smooth and refreshing taste of a Camel cigarette. And here to come to find out, they're sponsoring our program.
I'm willing to bet, Christopher.
I might be able to get some freebies.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You might be, because, well, here's
what
the thing.
What I want is, I want a Joe Camel denim jacket. I've always wanted one ever since I was a kid.
That's because
I always loved Joe Camel as a child, just because he was so cool. I didn't realize that he was a sponsor of a cigarette company. I just thought he was cool.
Well, it's fun. It's weird that you would enjoy that as a kid, because Joe Camel is targeted. I mean, he's made for adults too. He's an ad,
right.
Made to sponsor or to.
Well, I was a mature kid. I've always said that.
To be fair, the reason you love Joe Camel so much as a kid is because he has a cock for a nose.
That's not true.
It's not the only reason, but that's a huge part of it.
I mean, he has a cock for a nose, but that's not why I loved him. I just, you know, to me as a kid, he just represented everything that was right. Just everything that was cool.
Like
was right
sunglasses?
On. Yeah.
What else?
He was like the Fonz, except the Fonz didn't have a fat cock hanging from his face in most of the episodes.
Okay. But yeah, so I'm recommending that you try to hit up Camel for cigarettes, because I found out they send out cigarettes to... they give cigarettes out. They give them, but they mainly give them to hospitals, places that need it. Hospitals.
Yeah, people. The needy can always come first.
Right.
With Camel.
Hospitals. I mean, when you think who needs a cigarette, what do you think of? Hospitals.
Probably going to give them to our servicemen and women in Iraq.
True. That's true. Or in Iraq, hospitals like.
Or cancer patients.
Where would they be, like, Chris?
Yeah.
Hospitals.
Or AIDS babies.
What now?
Hospitals.
You're catching on. Now, imagine this. Imagine if the people were in the hospital for throat irritation. What better way to cure them? Camel cigarettes.
Right. Well, a lot of times I'll wake up on a cold morning and my throat will be slightly irritated from the cold air.
Right. Not from cigarettes.
No. I'll light up a Camel and then the heat emitting... I'm no scientist.
You're kidding.
But it's sort of like...
Then why
you know
are you wearing that white lab
soul?
Coat, Chris?
Well, you know how Camel's soup warms your soul? I feel like Camel cigarettes, especially Camel cigarettes, warm my throat.
And lungs.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I got news for you, Chris. We have another sponsor. And this sponsor's paying us some big bucks.
We're doing well.
Yeah, I mean... Well... You know, we have had a lot of bills lately.
What are we, 20 episodes in?
The bills are stacking up. We have a new website coming up. We just got a lot of projects going on. And the bills are, like I said, the bills are piling in. And we're, you know, you and I both work regular jobs also to pay these bills.
I know probably a lot of our fans are going to be upset that we're going to have to take commercial breaks. But the good news is we're not going to have any more telethons. Where we interrupt the show to ask for money, and we'll be able to fire all the operators. All of our celebrity operators.
Who did we get? I can't remember who we had last time.
I remember one year we had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's right. Don Knotts. Don Knotts answered some phones. Who else? Shoot.
The late Jerry Lewis.
Did we get him?
Did we? I don't think we did. I don't think he's dead either.
So that was a completely inaccurate statement. Malcolm Jamal Warner answered phones for us.
Right. We can say anyone answered phones because if you didn't talk to them, that doesn't mean that they weren't there. You might have.
We're not. Yeah,
celebrity.
We could, but we're not. We wouldn't do that. We could hypothetically say that.
Yeah.
But these people all did work for our telephone. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go to a break pretty quick here, Chris, because we have another sponsor. I'm not even sure who the sponsor is, but like I was telling you off air, though, today I was at the gas. I just want to finish the story. It's kind of annoying for fans that they didn't hear the beginning, but I don't have time to get back into it. But I was at the gas station. I was at Chevron, right? Filling up with Chevron Techron. Well, you know,
Chevron what?
With Techron.
Oh, Chevron with Techron.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I go there all the time. You said, I think you said Chevron Techron.
Well, no, I meant I was putting Chevron with Techron in my...
Chevron's the only, that's the only place you can get Techron. Am I wrong?
No, I'm surprised the government hasn't tried to get in with, like, the monopoly laws on this, because they have all the Techron.
Right.
I've found.
Well, that's what you need to get maximum performance.
Is Techron?
Well, I've read studies that say the Techron is the way to go.
Yeah. Every top scientist I speak to tells me that as well.
My noted throat specialist, we were casually having a conversation the other day, and he mentioned about his friend who's a noted... Gasologist. He was mentioning that not one car has had a single case of engine irritation due to Techron.
Really?
Yes. Not one.
That's great. So yeah, I was at Chevron and I was filling up my gas. It's amazing. It was so cheap and everything. They were so polite. The attendant there, he was very polite when I paid him. It was just an overall happy experience.
What they do at a lot of Chevrons that I've noticed and I really like is that you can't go inside the little convenience mart. They have like a bulletproof glass where you have to slide your money through this special device.
They have this at Chevron or other gas stations?
At Chevron, and I love it. It's just so convenient.
I know. They added that just to make you feel more.
Because I don't like when you go to places like 76 or shit. I don't even want to mention their filthy names. You go in there, and you just have to deal with the Arab dude breathing on your money and on your hands and stuff. I'm kind of a germaphobe.
And apparently a racist.
I just don't like anybody touching me while... I don't like handing money to someone and having them touch me. And I don't like people handing money back to me and touching my hand unnecessarily.
Especially beard monkeys, you told me earlier.
Well...
Which is a racist name you made up for...
I think that's racist, and I don't like that.
So, but yeah, overall, Chevron, my favorite gas station. That was the point of my story that I was telling you off air. I just figured I'd tell you on air. But anyway, we should go off to our sponsor, whom I don't know who it is. I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know?
No, none. No idea whatsoever.
I haven't heard either. So I guess we'll be finding out together for the first time. All right, cool. Let's go to a break. What do you say?
Maybe we can even go to Chevron. Oh, we should go.
It's the Chris and Benny Podcast.
Brought to you by the makers of Camel Cigarettes. How mild can a cigarette be? Smoke Camels and see. Yes, prove for yourself how mild Camels are. In a recent coast-to-coast test of hundreds of men and women who smoked Camels and only Camels for 30 days, noted throat specialists reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels.
Every week, the makers of Camel cigarettes send free smokes to servicemen's hospitals all over the country. And this week, among other hospitals, free Camels are being sent to Veterans Hospital, Topeka, Kansas, United States Army Station Hospital, Fort Lawton, Washington, and United States Marine Hospital, Fort Stanton, New Mexico. Happy smoking, fellows. Your cigarettes are on the way to you now with the compliments of Camels.
How mild can a cigarette be? Smoke Camels and see just how mild a cigarette can be. Yes, test Camel mildness for yourself. Find out for yourself what noted throat specialists reported in a recent coast-to-coast smoking test. In this test, hundreds of men and women smoked Camels and only Camels for 30 days, an average of 1 to 2 packs a day. Their throats were examined each week by the throat specialists. And after 2,470 careful examinations, the doctors reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels. That's how mild Camels are. Try Camels. If at any time you're not convinced that Camels are the mildest cigarette you ever smoked, return the package with the unused cigarettes to the makers of Camels, and you'll receive its full purchase price plus postage. Yes, try Camels. And remember, Camels by the carton are the best buy. Camel cigarettes now present...
The Chris and Benny